Federal government reported this week that the economy added 57,000 new jobs in November, while the unemployment rate fell to 5.9%, its lowest level in 8 months. But all the attention given to the unemployment numbers may mask something interesting, the constant churn of jobs that usually doesn't show up in the monthly reports. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Economists often call what takes place in the labor market creative destruction. Jobs are added and lost in the economy all the time, with whole industries seeing dramatic shifts in employment levels. Michael Cox is chief economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and also wrote a controversial book called Myths of Rich and Poor.
Somewhere between 25 and 30 million jobs are lost every year and gained every year. And so once the creation begins and the destruction slows down, we'll be back in the situation of low unemployment rates again and be more worried about where are we going to find the next worker.
At the moment, that's not a problem. Over the past 4 months, the economy has added only 328,000 jobs. Most economists agree in order to see a significant decline in the unemployment rate, the U.S. needs to add 200,000 to 300,000 new jobs every month for at least a year. Gary Burtless is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, a liberal think tank in Washington. He says despite the end of the recession 2 years ago, employment growth since then has been anemic.
The number of payroll jobs is still lower than at the peak of the last expansion, 31 months basically after that recession began. And that is a much, much longer period to wait before you come back to having the same number of jobs. So this has been exceptionally poor performance as far as job growth is concerned.
Burtless blames several factors. Rising productivity, which allows employers to do more with the same number of workers. Productivity in the third quarter rose at its fastest pace in some 20 years. But others say there are far bigger factors reshaping the workforce. Ed Potter is president of the Pro-Business Employment Policy Foundation. He says the U.S. economy is undergoing fundamental change, rapidly becoming overwhelmingly tilted toward the service sector.
There's a big shift today from blue-collar jobs to white-collar jobs. In the next 10 years, one can see that 2 out of 3 jobs are going to be managerial and professional jobs. Those jobs right now constitute about a third of the labor market. We're essentially shifting from a dirty fingernail economy to a clean fingernail economy.
It's doubtful whether the next few unemployment reports will shed much light on whether the long-term outlook will be favorable for employees. The workforce has been growing rapidly, from around 62 million people in 1950 to over 146 million today. But the government is projecting nowhere near that kind of growth over the next 50 years. One big reason, baby boomers retiring and a much smaller group of workers to replace them. The workforce of the future will also include a greater percentage of minorities and women, but perhaps most striking will be the number of older employees. Those over the age of 55 are expected to make up 20% of the workforce by 2020. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.